You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio. This is DJ USPS with the show Shock Me Like an Electric Neal. Tonight, across all my years of radio, I don't know if I've ever been this unprepared. And with that, I'm really excited to bring you on this journey. Kind of instinctively, I just kind of ended up titling my Spotify playlist for the evening Emergency Radio Podcast, or Emergency Playlist. My Spotify app is on its last legs. We crossed over 280 hours on my main playlist, and my little computer and my Spotify app are really toughing it out. Not doing too hot, if I'm honest. But I do have one song prepared. It's kind of a long one, so we'll think of other tracks while we're at it. So we're going to start off with a track from the 2003 album Hail to the Thief from Radiohead with the track There, There.
Thank you.
That was the absolute banger, slapper. Just such a good, oh man, the payoff right when you're with the those that guitar. It goes so hard. It really. I was banging my head. Very angsty of me, but man, that it's just such. I mean, especially in the context of the album, that when Johnny, I forgot his last name, Johnny Greenwood, really lets rip with his sixth string. It's a rewarding part of that album, which I think is quite underrated, in my humble opinion, with such great tracks like They're There and We Suck Young Blood and 2 + 2 = 5. Great album. So that it kind of, I was inspired to pick that because my first instinct of tonight's playlist was to name it Emergency Radio Show, because I kind of sat down on my computer at my de facto studio at 8:53, so that didn't really give me quite a bit of time to think about songs. So when I thought Emergency, I thought steering clear of police-related songs, and definitely focusing on other aspects of the word emergency. And so one of the great lines in that song is, "There's always a siren singing you to shipwreck," which is a mood, which is a vibe, as they say. Anyway, that was my little funny little connection there. Hope you like that. So that track kind of also stands out because it's a track that really kind of, it's a real rock song. I'm sure it gets the crowd going at a Radiohead concert, and it really stands out from the rest of the album, which is more very melancholy, and with a couple exceptions, it's kind of slower in pace. And in that same theme, we're going to be listening to a track that differs from the rest of its album in that it's quite a rock track. It's fast paced. It's not worthy. Excuse me. I shouldn't be describing it. I shouldn't be letting you listen to it. It's a track that I think a lot of folks have been listening to this year. From a Twitter star, social media goddess. That's a little weird. But anyway, this is a track from the 2020 album Punisher from Phoebe Bridgers. This is Kyoto. If I one day we will get like the transitions done, and then we'll just get them done for good, and then I'll never have to worry about them again. But anyway, here is Phoebe Bridgers with Kyoto.
Me.
Phoebe Bridgers with Kyoto, a track that I'm enjoying. Let's see how transparent I get. We're gonna check in on our listener count. We're at a hot zero. We might be having technical difficulties. We're not. I think we really turned things around there. He was able to hear me audibly searching for the words of having no listeners. Anyway, listening to Phoebe Bridgers more recently because I think she's very funny on social media, and I think that if I was to portray to the world that I listen to Phoebe Bridgers, I feel like, you know, I could really, you know, start some conversations, really reach out to people and befriend them. Anyway, I'm going to be listening. I had a really cool theme going there where I was going to be doing kind of like fast paced tracks from slower paced indie albums. I had to say this from the clientele, but as you're all our religious listeners to the show, you should know that I played that just a few weeks ago. And so unfortunately, I really can't be playing that so soon. My kind of backup was to introduce my listeners to all the new Jack Swing and like 80s, 90s R&B I've been listening to, which is a really fun genre to explore. I feel like every other song I'm listening to has been sampled in something prominent by like Erykah Badu or Anderson .Paak or, you know, those kind of folks. Might have said that on my show last time. But one that I've really been enjoying over the past few days has been from the SWV album New Beginning, 1996, and it is a track called It's All About You. Hey, yeah, 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 ooh, ooh, yeah. It's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you. Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yesterday changed my mind. Now I see you as one.
Feeling out of
What's up, folks? That was It's All About You from SWV, Sisters with Voices, from the 96 album New Beginning. With that, we found our theme for the evening, which will be songs with just the letter U in the title. Now, it is less ridiculous than it sounds. So this, like, It's All About You, for those of you not, I don't know if you're listening, in Easton, Pennsylvania. It's all about you, and it's only the letter U. So, you know, abbreviated from the three-letter, Y-O-U, fun fact. Anyway, so my first idea was, obviously, I came across another group, which is, now the SWV, they are not actually sisters, but a three-person group, which does actually comprise of sisters, and really put out one of the best albums of 2020, and included this track as a bonus track, was the Los Angeles based group Haim.
To reach your smiles turn into crying, it's the same release, and you always know, and you always know I'm your summer girl, I'm your summer girl, I'm your summer girl, I'm your summer girl. Drills that we ran under the freeway overpass, the tears behind your dark sunglasses, the fears inside your heart's deepest gashes. Walk beside me.
Summer Girl, a bonus track from Women in Music Part 3, the album that came out this summer, from Haim. What else can I say? That's a great old track that I enjoy thoroughly. Really deep commentary this evening. We're going to be moving on to another track with the letter U in it. That's actually also from an artist whose name is in all caps and is only four letters. I'll give you some time to figure that out. It kind of does narrow it down. Not really. Anyway, next up is one of my favorite tracks. It's just really deeply odd, from a really, really weird group. This is an album from 1980. It's from Devo, and this will be Girl You Want. We had Girl You Want from Devo, from the 1980 album Freedom of Choice, famous because the four members of Devo are all wearing red cones on their heads. Odd guys, odd music, but great, great stuff. Anyway, so that obviously had the letter U in it, and we're now finding ourselves at 9:28 p.m., which gives me the great honor and distinct duty of reminding all my listeners that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM on Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I am your host, DJ USPS, the USPS standing for Unapologetically Spinning Powerful Slappers, and this is the radio show Shock Me Like an Electric Neal. Anyway, we'll now be moving on to New York. My next two artists will be New York-based. I'll have a lot to say about the one after this one, but this comes from the group Chairlift, which is a duo of Caroline Polachek and Patrick somebody, and from their final album, Moth, and it's a track that I have on my playlist The playlist is called Songs I Would Play at My Wedding If Weddings Weren't a Capitalist Sham. It's really about, you know, finding a person for you. And I, you know, this song, I think, really embodies that kind of joy in finding that kind of person. Aptly, it's titled Show You Off.
Take a break from moving mountains. I wanna show you off. Laying low at home, whatever. I wanna show you off. Tell the boys who think they're clever. I wanna show you off. So that they see who's finally saying yes to you. You can trust this, you can have this, and I'll play your game. I wanna let this go public and not be ashamed. Ooh, they don't make them like you anymore. Cause if you got it like we got it, if it's real, if you want it, babe, show it all. Bring your boys around, then you can show me off too.
We had Show You Off from the band Chairlift, and I always do this. So Chairlift had originally been two people, Caroline Polachek and Aaron Fenning, and then that was, so they founded the band in 2005, then they moved to Brooklyn in 2007, and then Patrick Wimberly joined the group. Aaron Fenning has worked with Brandon Flowers, and has also appeared in music videos by Beyonce, and Blood Orange. And Patrick Wimberly has worked on Beyonce's self-titled album, as well as Solange's A Seat at the Table. He produced the MGMT album Little Dark Age, and produced parts of, you know, Blood Orange albums, and scored High Maintenance on HBO. So, I mean, sorry to Aaron, I did kind of just go through all of Patrick's accomplishments. I'm sure Aaron has led a good and fulfilling life. They're both 37 years old. Aaron is, I think, Aaron's from Tulsa and Patrick's from Nashville. So, you know, hope I gave you a little window into their lives now. Speaking of Brooklyn, and not really. Okay, so this is a group is from... They're from New York. They're kind of like they're extraordinarily obnoxious about being from New York. I'm actually gonna check where they. I feel like they definitely went to like one of those like rich people schools in the Bronx. I'm reading about they had an interview with NME. Yeah, I know, I can't find the name, but one of them did say that she went to an all-girls school, so there's definitely some private school business going on here, and this band, I really do enjoy this track, but they've kind of put out a lot of more music that's very similar to this, and the lyrics, I'm complaining about other Michelle songs while preparing to play my favorite Michelle song. So, from the 2018 album Heat Wave, although this is a single that came out in 2016 or 17, we will be listening to Stuck on You. Wave by Michelle. Sorry, excuse me. Stuck on You by Michelle, from the album Heat Wave. And in keeping with that DIY theme, I believe most of Heat Wave, the tracks off Heat Wave, as well as most of Michelle's music in general, is created and recorded in Julian Kaufman, who is the keyboardist, his bedroom. So, you know, we will be keeping with that DIY theme with a single from Steve Lacy, who famously produced a track off Kendrick Lamar's 2017 album Damn in on his iPhone. Here is his track, See You Girl. Thank you.
haven't seen you in a while, you know I miss you, babe. When you hear this song, feel flattered, it's about your face and how I miss it, and I wish that I could see it more. But you're in college now and I'm about to go on tour.
Again, we are just simply flying through these tracks, and by simple matter of chance, as well as my cohesive taste in music, we'll be listening to another kind of DIY style pop track, this time from the group Hoops, from their album Tape, it's an EP from 2016 called Tape Number 2, and this one's called For You. Had to happen again, didn't it? No? There we go. Folks, we accidentally, now that was For You from Hoops, and folks, I think we really did actually create a theme for this evening, not only with tracks featuring just the letter U, but also tracks that were recorded at home. And with that, we'll be moving right on to Party For You from the Charlie XCX album How I'm Feeling Now, which, if I'm completely honest, I didn't love. I think, I just want to put in the last song to make sure that everybody knows that we had that in the playlist. It was For You by Hoops. But, you know, it just never happened for me. I think, and maybe it was a little bit too much Dylan Brady production. And we'll hear a little bit of that here. Dylan Brady, of course, of 100 Gex fame, and the hyper pop movement. I hope Peter's not listening. Peter would be pretty peeved if you heard me talking smack about how I'm feeling now. But anyway, this is the track Party For You from Charlie XCX.
For you, only do this body for you, for you, for you. I my body on you, yeah. 1,000 pink balloons, DJ with your favorite tunes. Birthday cake in August, but you were born 19th of June. Champagne pouring in your mouth, called your friends from out of town. Got the party bag with the purple bills, and I'm waiting for you by the window, yeah. Called your digits, but the phone can't ring, yeah. Wish I knew what you were thinking. Nah, 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 1,000 pink balloons, dance along to your favorite tunes. Hope you walk in the party, cause I'll do the party just for you, like, whoa. Only do this party for you, for you, for you. I was hoping you would come through. I was hoping you would come through. It's true, it's true. Only do this party for you. I only do this party for you, for you, for you. I'm about to party on you. Watch me party on you.
There we had Charlie XCX with Party For You, and we were going to go straight into something way different, but seeing as we just heard the crowd start to go wild in that track from Charlie, we're going to go to, and this is going to be just a very Peter Tarenti end of the show, this will be the track from Rina Sawayama's album Sawayama. It will be Who's Gonna Save You Now. Wait, actually, we're gonna do a little bit of a transition, because I think that'd be fun. Let's go to the very end of Party for You, and then we'll turn on the crossfade. Put that on 5 seconds. You should see the beauty of a radio show now. Okay, so we're gonna go right to the end of Party for You. Go right into Who's Gonna Save You Now. From the cheers for Charlie into the roars for Rena. We are having so much fun, all me and my zero listeners. Okay, so we're starting off Party for You. I'm gonna skip to the end. Excuse me, I was caught off guard there a little bit by the crossfade, but let me just say that transition was kind of iconic, and I'm going to tell Peter about it after the show. So we had Who's Gonna Save You Now from the Grammy snubbed Rena Sawayama. Completely snubbed. So rude. I thought one of the best albums of the year. Anywho, we have about 5 minutes left. I'll give you a quick reminder that You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania, and that this has been DJ USPS with Shock Me Like an Electric Needle. I was going to play I Less Than 3 You, or I Heart You, from the new Boy Pablo album Washito Rico, but instead we're going to be listening to Uwanga Uwanga, which is almost, you know, it's pretty you-centric, if I do say so myself. It's from one of my favorite, if not my favorite album of all time, Samba Shkema Novu. Hope you enjoy Uwanga Uwalala.
Vem, vem amor, vem comigo, vem sambar, uala, uala, lá. Eu sei que você vai gostar, pois você gosta de sambar. Mas ele não espera por ninguém, pois ele é muito bom também. Ele é um samba diferente lá dos tempos de senhar. E de senhor, é um lamento que nego entoava pela noite. É um lamento de amor. Agô, oba, agô.
Are the end of a nice and pleasant radio show that really did end up coming together despite the, you know, the real stress and, when you know, diamonds create pressure. Never been more true than it is now. Pressure creates diamonds. It's been a long day. I'm working two jobs, working hard. Oh boy. Anyway, I'm gonna leave you with that. That absolute gem. Good thing no one was listening. This has been an emergency radio show from me, DJ USPS, on the great show Shock Me Like an Electric Needle. I will delete my tweet about this show right now because we don't need to have that hanging around Twitter promoting this show because nobody tuned in. Happens. I'm going to delete one tweet. Delete two tweets. All right. Well, thanks so much for tuning in, if you're there. And I will most likely be with you next week. Isn't that all right? All right. Ciao for now. Talk soon. This has been Shock Me Like an Electric Needle.